Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, welcome to Clutch My Pearls, the podcast where I, Emily, learn all about the smut that my friends are reading. As always, I'm joined with Vanessa and Barbara.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Well, what's up?
I feel like we did good with the hellos and highs.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. We're like new year, new us. You know.
Are we?
I don't know. Who knows? Whatever. It is what it is.
We haven't done this in a while. I was out
it's
of town.
It's been a minute. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But it'll be nice because then it's close to when it comes out. So like it's a little bit more in case we make any topical.
Sure.
Like we don't, you know. Not that there's really anything going on.
Nothing.
It's well, in such a dead zone
cold.
Of the year. Yeah, it's cold.
Everyone's panicking because it's going to be cold for 2.5 days in Austin. Mm-hmm. So hopefully the smut that we're going over tonight will keep us nice and warm.
Yes.
Cuddle up. I know. I told them that. I told y'all whenever you guys were on your way over here that I was like, oh, we can stay at my house. There's one bed.
Oh there's only one bed.
She and Barbara have to share one bed.
Yeah. She's getting sassy.
Ooh. So this week, Barbara, you're presenting for us.
I am presenting this week. What do you guys think we're doing? Just kidding. I already told you what we're doing.
I am excited for what we're doing because this is something that we've been wanting to do. You know, we're still early on in our experiences. And
oh, my God.
I think that it is time that we broaden our world a little bit. And sure. We've gone into fantasy and all that. But is our book still in this planet and in this realm?
It is. Yeah. Okay. It is a straightforward rom-com. Mm-hmm. They're falling in love. Will they, won't they last forever? Probably yes.
But what's unique about this is that it's two women.
It's sapphic.
Yeah.
Barbara already said, don't ask her what it means.
Oh my God.
I'm just blowing it up.
Throwing all my business out there.
Which maybe that'll be like a clip that we make for Instagram is us going, when you told us that it's two women, and we're like, and then also going, well, what is that? But. Google it.
It's a real person. It's a whole thing. There's. Yeah. I was trying to find my phone. I literally was like patting my, and I'm like, oh, it's right in front of me recording. Yeah. Anyway, the book.
Sapphic.
Yes.
That's a good like ASMR word.
Mm-hmm. Mouth sound. Oh. Which I then edit out. So let's not do that right now, ladies. the book is called Mistakes Were Made by Meryl Wilsner.
Oh, Mistakes Were Made?
Mistakes Were Made.
Ooh. Is this like. You said it's like rom-com. It's a Barbara mm-hmm. book. So would you say this is a traditional Barbara book? Vanessa books are pretty nasty.
She's been doing it. She did a Vanessa book last time.
I tried so hard.
I know. That's
but yeah,
right.
A couple episodes ago, I did one that even had you going like, oh my God. Yeah. So I'm going to live on that one forever.
But I feel like yours tend to be a little bit more. There's more sweetness to it. There's a little bit more like where they're in love.
This one is pretty spicy. Mm-hmm. There are multiple scenes where it's smut. So I think it qualifies as a Vanessa book.
Okay.
I think I'm on the scale. Okay. We're near each other. I'm feeling pretty confident about this one.
Okay.
It's 350 pages and it came out in 2022.
Ooh.
A new one.
A long one.
Oh, we got the name of the old book that my Clients Red.
Oh, you were talking about that. Was it Diane?
Yeah, it was like in the 80s it came out.
The Clan of the Beaver Cave?
I don't know if it was
what?
Bear Cave?
Bear Cave.
I don't think it was Beaver Cave.
Okay, I feel like this is us being horribly inappropriate because you said the clam, and I started thinking clam, and you're thinking beaver, and I'm like, maybe the sapphic got to us a little too.
I think, but yeah, so like we're still in our like of a recent book, you know?
Yes.
It's like, I feel like the smut world is really blooming right now. Of
yes.
Books coming out all the time.
Everyone's reading it. Everyone's listening to our podcast.
Blowing up. It's all over the place. Is this a Kindle Unlimited?
Yes.
Okay. Ooh. Thank you. Kindle, yes. If you want to like sponsor us.
Sponsor us. Thank you.
Yeah, Amazon.
Thank you.
Papa Bezos.
Yes, please. We could use any and all financial injections so that we can.
It will not be a mistake that was made, Papa Bezos, to give us money.
Do you want to guess what it's about? Do you want to hear what it's about?
Okay.
Do you want to guess the pages? How do you guys feel?
Well, I like to guess the pages after we do the synopsis because I feel like that kind of helps. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely want to.
Mistakes were made.
I wonder if it was something where, okay, maybe they were like, ooh, okay, maybe they like knew each other younger and then like.
Mistakes were made?
Mistakes were made.
Of course.
And then they got back together and then they're meant to be forever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with that as my, you know, crystal
ball. Oh, so maybe enemies to lovers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or like distant friends that came together, like not mad at each other, but just like miscommunication.
Oh.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hate that.
Yeah. Hate that. Everyone's so sensitive to miscommunication, and I feel like it exists in every romance I've ever read. But like, I'm always like, I mean, if they just talked to each other more clearly, this book would have wrapped up.
Yeah.
In like 2 minutes.
But yeah.
Good. You want to just hear what we're doing?
Yeah. Read me the synopsis.
Okay. This is a sharp and sexy rom-com about a college senior who accidentally hooks up with her best friend's mom.
Mom.
That's a clip. That's a clip.
Her mom.
Oh.
So we have MILFs too?
We have a MILF situation.
Oh, this is like, this ain't even a Vanessa book. Things are becoming Barbara books now.
I played like, it so subtle. I was like, I think it went.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bad girls.
Oh my God. Okay. Okay.
I feel so proud. Okay.
She's doing it. She's so brave. Oh my God. Okay.
When Cassie Klein goes to... I feel like I just got a gold star. When Cassie Klein goes to an off-campus bar to escape her school's family weekend, she isn't looking for a hookup. It just happens. Buying a drink for a stranger turns into what should be an uncomplicated, amazing one-night stand. But then, the next morning rolls around, and her friend drags her along to meet her mom, the hot older woman that Cassie just slept with.
No.
God, I love this.
Erin Bennett came to family weekend to get closer to her daughter, not have a one-night stand with a college senior. In her defense, she hadn't known Cassie was a student when they'd met, and to make things worse, Erin's daughter brings Cassie to breakfast the next morning, and despite Erin's better judgment, how could sleeping with your daughter's friend be anything but bad, she and Cassie get along in the day just as well as they did last night.
Dang.
Uh-oh.
Dang.
What should have been a one-time fling quickly proves impossible to ignore, and soon, Cassie and Erin are sneaking around.
Oh, mistakes were made.
Mistakes were made. Worst of all, they start to realize they have something real, but is being honest about the love between them worth the cost?
Dang.
Mistakes are going to be made.
Mistakes were Cheers. Made.
Cheers. I'm excited. I love this. Okay, so their roommate, Cassie... See, I'm gonna need my dolls or something to keep names.
Get the chart up.
Okay, so Cassie is the main girl.
Cassie is the main girl. She is the college senior.
What is the roommate? The daughter.
The daughter is not the roommate. It's her name is Parker.
Parker.
And Parker is roommates with Cassie's best friend. So that's how they met.
Okay. So they're not best friends?
They are, but they're very new best friends because the other background of how she and Parker became friends is Cassie is bisexual and was in a relationship with a guy for years. And he cheated on her with Parker. And they were like, this guy sucks. And then they bonded over that. And she happens to be her best friend's roommate. So they all are now super close.
Oh.
When have you...
Women supporting women.
This is so close.
I know.
When have you ever, as even though you should, like, anytime you've ever been in a situation where, you know, you were cheated on with by mm-hmm. whatever. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the common thing is for the girl to be like, fuck that bitch. I can't believe that. Even though you should say, fuck that guy. He's a piece of shit. But like,
never be friends.
You're never like, oh, my boyfriend cheated on you or cheated on me with you. Let's be BFFs. So, I mean, I appreciate this world because it is like she might not have known and didn't do anything wrong because at the end of the day, it's like the dude that's a piece of shit. But like that never happens. But you know what? Mistakes were made.
I feel like it is the easiest to be mad at everyone uh-huh. and hardest to be mad only at the guy.
Right.
Years ago when I was cheated on and I was much younger, I messaged the other girl on MySpace and I was like, hey, I just want to let you know I'm really sorry that he did that to you. And maybe it's the Libra in me that was very like, mm-hmm. felt like very like kiss the ring. That's insane. But I really did feel bad because that guy sucks. So
yeah.
She got the better end of that one because he's.
But now they're
me.
Married and they have like three kids.
Oh no, he's dead in a ditch.
Oh, oh shit, oh. Real?
No, I have no idea. Oh, my God. I don't know anything about his disappearance.
Gonna edit that
oh
out.
Oh my God, anyway. I love it.
Anyway,
okay, so Parker and Cassie, mm-hmm. and then what's the mom's name?
Aaron.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I got it.
See, and if Cassie would just never been friends with Parker, she could have just slept with the mom and it would have been totally chill. And no right. mistakes would have been made.
But they never would have seen each other the next morning. Oh. And they never would have maybe started to realize they have something real. So,
okay.
Right. Because they're like, oh, because it was supposed to just be a one night stand.
Yeah.
Okay.
And mistakes
so
made.
Let's guess these pages.
Let's guess these pages.
Okay. This is a one night stand.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say. How many pages was three something?
350.
69.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say 69 too, but.
You can if
96.
You want.
96.
What is it?
Drum roll.
20.
Page
eight. Oh my wow. God.
Is it wow. a Vanessa eight. Book? It's a Barbara yes. book.
It's a Barbara book. Dang.
Page eight. I mean, they dive right into it because yeah. it's the premise of we hooked up and then we find out.
There
oops,
really
right.
isn't any like major hurdles
no.
before the situation happens. So that makes sense.
I can see the movie opening with like that scene mm-hmm. of them going out, you know, da, da, da,
she's
like you know.
Fuck family week
yeah.
and goes into a bar.
Literally.
Yeah.
You nailed it.
Yeah. yeah. Why does she say fuck family week? She doesn't have family.
She has no idea who her father is. Mm. Never knew. Her mother is an addict, not the most present parent her entire life, and she hasn't seen her in a year, and there's no love lost there. And so she's like, I'm good. She's very, very, very close to her best friend's family. She mm-hmm. and her best friend, who is Parker's roommate, have been.
But not Parker's family.
Right. Well, she's getting closer.
She's now
give it
mommy.
A minute.
She has like a surrogate family situation. She's okay. been friends with her best friend since they were like 10 and 11.
Okay.
And so she basically has pseudo family, but they're not going to be there that family weekend. So she just goes to a bar that's like far away from campus and meets a mysterious older woman.
Named Aaron,
which my mom, I have news on my mom.
Speaking
oh,
of
which,
oh no,
Diane.
The thing I was going to say, which is like not relevant, is just that my mother insists, New Jersey. Thank you, Diane. She insists that the name Aaron, E-R-I-N, and the name Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, are pronounced differently.
Okay, how do you pronounce E-R-I-N?
Great question. And it's so hard because the man's name is Aaron, and she says that the woman E-R-I-N is Aaron.
Aaron.
Erin. Like, instead of an Erin, it's an none of this matters.
Erin.
But my whole life, anytime one of those names would come up, she would be like, that's not how you say it.
So how do you say the A-A-R-O-N?
Erin.
Erin. But Erin.
Erin.
Erin. Like, picture like Aaron. E-H, like Erin.
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 Okay. I'll say Erin.
Diane, that one's for you.
I believe her.
Erin.
You sound like something's wrong with you.
Yeah, I feel like this is going to help you get the voice for when we.
This is how she seduces.
But my mom finally got to the episode where we talk all about how she will blurt out things that are super inappropriate. And she had to call me and she was like, Beat, she calls me Beat. She was like, I was like choking laughing. I had to like stop it. I was, oh my God, I was so embarrassed because at one point you say, oh, I Diane'd it. And she's like, my name's a verb.
Yes. So hi, funny. Diane. So for happy. Forever and always.
One of our number one fans. But anyway, questions Aaron. About Aaron?
Aaron. Yes. No, I'm Aaron mm-hmm. Packer mm-hmm. and
Cassie.
And Cassie.
Is this in New York?
This is not in New York.
Oh.
What school do they go to?
She's in
Berkeley.
UC Berkeley.
Neon
where
gods.
Dreams are made.
They are in Virginia.
Okay.
I don't remember the
Virginia
name.
Virginia Tech, Virginia State.
Sure.
Virginia College.
Sure.
Virginia.
Virginia.
All of them. okay. And Aaron is visiting from New Hampshire.
Oh, okay.
Close to New York.
Ah.
Hey.
East Coast. Hey.
Now we're talking. It opens up and it's page 8 and it's,
eight.
I mean, like she's in the bar and, you know, Cassie is obviously old enough to drink. She's 21.
Right.
And she's a college senior and Parker's actually a freshman. So it's a bit of a different dynamic.
Mm.
Aaron and her husband got divorced like 3 years ago.
Mm.
And when she's hooking up with Cassie, she mentions that she hasn't hooked up with a woman since college.
Oh. Oh.
Hmm.
So what is the age gap between Aaron and Cassie?
It's 17 years. Cassie's 21 and Aaron is 38.
So she had her young.
She had her little tiny tot Parker.
Well, yeah. Parker's also like a freshman, you said. So she's only 18. Like 18.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
There's a little.
Yeah. But I mean, she still would be like, yes, like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
And also, when you're going to have a one night stand, you're not really like explaining, like, oh, yeah, my daughter Parker, I'm here for that. Like, you're just like, hey,
the
what's up?
The pace is so, they are efficient.
Yeah.
They're in the bar, they meet, they like lock eyes and they're like, ooh, and then she like gives her a little like drink salute and then she sends Aaron a drink
mm-hmm.
and then she like pats the stool next to her. Aaron comes and sits with her. They talk for 2.4 seconds
mm-hmm.
and then Aaron is like, I'm gonna go to the bathroom, turns around and meets her and is like, come with me.
So the bathroom.
To begin.
Oh.
They go make out in the bathroom for a little bit. Aaron like picks Cassie up and puts her on the counter.
Girl, we're just efficient. We just go straight for it. We know how to communicate.
This is why women always go to the bathroom together.
That is, we're just in there making out, like
swapping lipstick,
kissing.
Yeah, they make out for a little bit. Someone opens the door, and then they're like, "Okay, we need to find a better spot. Let's get out of here."
Is it a lesbian bar, or is it just like a bar?
It's just a bar.
Okay, so now they hook up. It's amazing. Do they spend the night at a hotel or anything?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Where do they go?
They go out to the parking lot and into Aaron's rental car.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. This is a Barbara book.
This is a Barbara book.
There's no beds.
Nothing does it like a Kia, like a rental.
Hopefully it's a minivan.
The next time you see one.
Yeah, you're like, uh-oh. Okay, so then they go in the car.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Is that it? Just the car?
Yeah.
Well, they do. There's a lot of space. Girl, she got a mid-size rental. Like,
we're on page rating.
True. I was just saying, like, they don't go back to a hotel, so it's just in the car.
No. Mm.
She drives her back to campus.
Oh.
She finds out. She's like, oh, you can give me a ride back to campus. And she's like, please tell me you're not a student. She's like, do you want me to lie to you?
Oh, no.
So it's like already, again, she's already thinking mistakes were made. But she's like, okay, bye.
She knows she's young. Right. She didn't realize she was a college student. And she's like, okay, I'll give you a ride back. And then because she makes a joke about like, oh, you're going to make me pay for a Uber or something. Uh-huh. And she's like, I'll drive you back. So
And then she's also probably like, this girl's older than my child. So there's no way they know each other. This is a huge college, you know.
Fingers crossed.
This is Virginia College of University.
This is every college in Virginia.
Yeah.
Massive.
Yeah. We're on the opposite side of town.
It's fine.
So then the next morning, mm-hmm. So then they're like, okay, bye. See you never.
See you never.
The next morning. Now, how are they roommates? Like, no, they're not. I know they're not roommates. Sorry. But I mean, like, are they like, hey, Cassie, do you want to come with me to breakfast? Just like out of nowhere.
The premise here is that Parker calls Cassie and she's like, I had like my mom and I are too similar. And we like don't get along and I could use a buffer.
Mm.
So since you know, this isn't like said explicitly, but since you don't have any family here, like
right.
Do you want to come to breakfast with my mom? And she tells her, call her Dr. Aaron Bennett to earn points because Aaron is a doctor.
Oh.
And so she meets her.
What kind of doctor?
You know what? I don't know that they ever actually say, but she works at a hospital and has like scrub cap. So maybe she's a surgeon.
She's hot doctor MD.
I was going to say, what
hot MILF MD.
MILF MD. Yes.
What do these ladies look like?
So Erin is pale skin, brown hair, blue eyes.
Oh, she looks like you.
This is Barbara.
Dreamcast. and Cassie is, she has blonde hair with pink streaks in it. Wow. And she's like more like a bat. Like she drives a motorcycle and she works in a shop and she's like, she's a little more like edgy. Ooh, and kind of like bold.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we need to put some pink streaks in your hair.
Yeah. Maybe yeah. I just like have
a little leather jacket. Is,
but yeah. There be a bad girl.
Look at us.
Okay. So she's, they're similar. The girls are similar. That's why Cassie's boyfriend along. Hooked up with the daughter.
Let's not give him credit for having
a
type.
She said
Let's
the
just
mom.
Say he goes for anyone.
She said the mom and then they were all connected. It all
she
comes
said
together.
The mom and the daughter are the same.
Yeah. Which is why Erin liked her because they're similar. Wait, no, the boyfriend cheated. She didn't cheat.
Anyway, they're all Let's at breakfast all and they're trying to play it cool.
I'm trying to keep it all straight while also being like totally into it.
You heard MILF MD. We're thinking of many movies?
I'm trying to figure out who I'm casting in these departments in my head. So I'm thinking
Well, we
like,
know you're not good at casting.
We know you're great at it, so please.
I picture for Erin, what's her name? Megan Rapinoe? The soccer lady. Short blonde hair.
Sure.
Megan Rapinoe.
Short blonde hair, but the doctor mom has brown hair.
Yeah, Dr. Okay. Mom.
Barbara's
you.
The doctor.
You're a doctor mom. But for in my mind, I'm picturing that, but I'm
Cassie,
also like,
I can't wait to meet you.
I'm also slightly picturing, because I've been watching The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, a little bit of Morgan Wade. Is that her name?
The
one that
the
Kyle's
tattoos.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm picturing that, but like her with blonde hair with pink streaks.
I'm in. I don't watch the show, so I just support you.
Thank you. it's what I need to picture things in my brain. Anyways.
Cassie is trying to play footsie with Erin under the table at breakfast.
Okay, wait. So yeah. They show up. And then what up. Is the like,
It's like that, but they try to cover it. And Parker, she's 18, kids these days. She doesn't realize what's going
right.
on.
Right. She's just in her TikToks and her.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Okay, so they show up and it's like, oh hey, and like, oh hi, nice to meet you, doctor.
They find more about each other at the breakfast with her daughter than they do in the back of the rental car. Yeah.
They're playing footsie.
They're playing still... footsie, but then Parker goes to the bathroom and Erin's like, you've got to stop. Oh my God, this is a lot. And Cassie's kind of like a little daring, like, what's the problem?
Yeah, it's because she's a bad girl.
She's a bad girl.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but then she's like, all right, no worries, because Parker is one of my best friends, it turns
and
out.
And she slept with my boyfriend, so it's cool.
She literally has that conversation with the mutual best friend.
Uh-huh.
She's like, I mean, tit for tat. And she's kind of laughing, and her best friend's like, girl, what the hell is wrong with you?
Oh my God.
She's kidding, but she's also a little bit serious. Like, should I feel bad?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Because there's still, you can't help but have a little anger towards the other woman sometimes.
That's why you shouldn't be friends with her.
Yeah.
Emotions are complex.
Or you just play the long game and you're like, I'm going to be friends with you and then I'm going to fuck your mom. And then.
Or your dad.
Or your dad.
The ultimate revenge. Maybe you date each other and then show that guy really.
Yeah. Okay. So they're at breakfast. What'd they order? What'd they say? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Is it a buffet?
All you can eat.
Is it brunch?
Okay, so then they're doing that. And then Child comes back.
Child. And Erin's like, Cassie, do you ever want to babysit? Like, no. Oh. No. This is serious.
This is very serious.
Everyone's
guys.
An adult. I remember there's a moment outside the restaurant where Cassie is distracted looking into Erin's eyes and she like starts to like fall off the curb and Erin like grabs her.
Ooh.
And so romantic.
Oh my God.
And then Parker is like, wow, Cassie, you hate when people touch you. And it's supposed to be this moment of like, ooh, but also like, I don't care who you are. Like, please don't let me fall and split my head open on the pavement. Like,
just because you don't want me to touch you.
I don't know. Yeah. So it was trying to.
I think it's. Different when you're like being handsy with someone versus like stopping them from getting hit by a car.
Right.
Parker, shut up.
Parker, you're only 18.
Your TikTok. I mean, she's not wrong.
All right. So then they're like, okay, bye. We're going back to college, university.
Well, we're going back to every college in Virginia. Parker is in an a cappella group And kids these days.
Do what?
She
does she do the bass? She's like boom, boom, boom.
They don't say. So I'm going to say yes.
She and they, all they do is sing the Carmen Sandiego theme song.
We're in the world.
I feel like we should just give you the bare minimum outline of the story and then you just tell us what happened.
Emily Hornberg fills in the blanks.
Emily Hornberg too.
Carmen Sandiego.
We're going to now break for performance from Emily.
Okay, so wow. Her acapella doo-wop group.
She has her performance that night.
She's crying.
I know. This is a mess.
Really turned up the carbon monoxide tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, we had a little heater going in here since it's cold, so we're on one. Anyway, acapella performance.
This is very serious, guys.
Everyone's there to support the little tot of Parker.
It's a recital.
It's a kid's recital.
They're filming it on like a camcorder.
Oh my god, yeah. Like the hot mom is like, I'm a cool mom. Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm picturing Amy Poehler from Mean Girls.
That's Erin.
Yeah. That's Erin.
Liz Lemon is fucking Cassie.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Perfect. And
love it.
I need to collect myself. I need to. Okay. Because we skipped ahead. We haven't read The First Coming yet, but we haven't covered it anyway.
We haven't come yet.
I need to know the story because I assume that
we're just
like
building up.
What are we reading? Are we reading The First Coming or something else?
That's what I highlighted because I figure if we're going to have a page 8 First Coming, we may as well read
it.
Yeah.
Never had it in the back of a car. So
yeah, I haven't had a car. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
First car.
Look at us.
It's a night of first.
Yeah.
Get it together. The acapella performance. It goes well. Parker does great with her bass.
Carmen Sandiego.
Yep. And then Aaron's like, I know that you were sad that I wore a dress and we couldn't really take it off because we're in the back of a car in a parking lot. But I wore a really low-cut V-neck today.
Oh,
and
so
dump them out.
Dump them out.
2024.
I don't know if we ever actually said, but that was dump them out came from when we were hanging out on New Year's. We recorded, but then my husband Eric, who is out of his mind in the best way, he mentioned some story about some guy who commented that on a friend's Facebook years and years ago.
Yeah,
it was some girl who just posted a picture that was just like a regular picture, and some guy just commented dump them out, and Eric was like, "That's gonna be my theme for 2024."
And I was like, "You don't know, we were just dumping them out in there."
So we just said it ever since.
I love it.
So Erin goes to the bathroom so she can dump him out.
Because she wore the
V-neck. They're back in the bathroom?
They're back in another bathroom. Yeah. They take a break during one of the other random acapella groups.
So this is at the school. This is at the school recital.
At the school recital.
Mm. Naughty.
This is when mistakes really are being made.
Yes.
Because before you had plausible deniability and now you're there watching this child's rehearsal and it's just.
And she's looking for her in the crowd just with like her little barbershop quartet outfit on. Like, where's my mom?
Yeah. Oh my god, getting railed out in the bathroom.
by her new friend, and they became friends because that girl's boyfriend fucked you
convoluted.
While dating with her. Yeah.
It's so convoluted. But
mistakes were made.
What can you do when you're soulmates?
I feel like this whole book is summed up with that like smiley devil emoji, like the purple one. It's
oops.
Like, oops, mistakes were made. Sorry.
How was I supposed to know that you're not supposed to hook up with your daughter's best friend while she's having her acapella recital? I don't know. The whole thing is. But yeah, then she, at family weekend, it's over. She goes back to New Hampshire, and they don't really see each other.
What was Erin wearing? They didn't really talk about it?
No, that's Erin. That's
the deep V-neck.
I'm sorry. I meant Cassie.
Cassie.
What was
she's
Cassie
wearing jeans and a t-shirt, and she has a little bit of grease on her from the shop that she was working at.
Some lube.
Right.
So she's a little dirty. So they make comments about how, like, you like me when I'm dirty. And I'm like, your daughter's singing.
Yeah.
You're missing her whole show.
What are we doing?
So Cassie's like, yeah, like got a pack of cigarettes rolled up in her shirt.
Yeah,
she's Danny Zuko.
She's Danny Zuko. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
And Erin is dumping them out in her low-cut shirt. Okay. And then they're like, parents weekend's over. Where is Erin in New Hampshire? Or?
Yes.
Okay. So she's like, I got to go be MILF MD in New Hampshire.
I got to go MILF MD
in New Hampshire. It was a great weekend. Mistakes were made.
Mistakes were made.
What are you going to do?
See you next year.
Yeah.
Bye. Good luck with the grad school.
Yeah. Call me if you want to come to New Hampshire.
It turns out that Cassie does want to go to New Hampshire because Parker invites her for the winter holidays.
Oh,
so they spend.
She says yes.
They spend 2 weeks at Aaron's house in New Hampshire.
Does Parker ever have any sort of idea? Or she's just like, my mom gets along great.
That's
with her.
Essentially the whole conflict of the book is, should we tell Parker? We should definitely not tell Parker. Parker, what would she do? What
right.
would the, you know, like, we have to pretend that this isn't anything serious because. This is the last time. This is, we're not gonna. It's very forbidden.
They need closure.
Yeah. But this is kind of a Christmas book because they spend the Christmas holidays together.
Oh,
except they don't see the Rockettes. It's not.
It doesn't count. It's not a Christmas.
It's not Christmassy.
Nope. Not Christmassy. Unless you're saving a farm or
seeing the Those are the only ways that you can qualify.
This is a winter book.
A wintry book. This is where it gets a little icky. In that Aaron is like, I got you both pajamas for like Christmas Eve. You can open up your gifts. Like Aaron is the mom.
Oh.
And she's like joking about how like, those aren't for me. That's from Santa. And she's making breakfast for them. And it's like, this is a real mom role. That's the.
She's kind of like treating her girlfriend like her child as well.
A little bit. But at this point, they had not seen each other.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't expect to ever see each other again because family weekend and the acapella thing was over. So they're like, this is
probably
whole
like
new.
6 months later. Probably.
This is like 2 months later, I think.
Yeah.
And they weren't expecting to see each other. And Cassie was like, what the like, Aaron agreed to this and didn't know it. Parker told her. And she's like, what the hell? So then she calls her and she's like, are you out of your mind? And Aaron goes with the super mature move of trying to convince her that it's fine by going like, we had like one exciting night. Why are you freaking out? Like, of course it would be fine. Why would it be weird? Like, little child. Like,
yeah, there is still that age gap of like, I don't know. You're pretty wise. You know how to manipulate or bullshit.
Yeah. The mature thing to do would have been like, let's play it cool. But instead, Aaron's like, I'm going to lean into my inner child and go
Aaron
like.
Still wants some of that grease under her nails.
Keeps her young.
Keep her young.
Anyway.
She hasn't felt this way since college. She's one of y'all.
Clutching her pearls.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. So let's read The First Coming because I want to know.
You want to get a vibe?
How dirty they get?
I want to know how dirty they get. Like, what is worth them coming back to it and, you know, possibly ruining her friendship with the girl that her boyfriend cheated on her with.
They try very hard for the first, like, they go in totally convinced that they're not going to do anything inappropriate over Christmas, and they're going to be, because Parker is in the house, and guess what? That goes out the window.
Oh, well, of course. Probably of course. Right away.
It's Christmas.
So this is the actual first coming.
This is the actual first coming. This page is page 8. This starts on page 5.
Ooh,
they already made out in the bar bathroom, and then we're like, we got a little bit caught. Let's go somewhere better, which is the backseat of our Kia.
Right.
And that's where it starts out.
Yeah. She's like, I upgraded to the midsize
Kia Sorento.
Yeah.
It gets great gas mileage.
The guy at Hertz was really nice to me. Okay. So we're in the parking lot of the bar. Did they ever say the name of the bar? I don't know.
You can write that in if you want.
Oh, yeah.
Top notch?
Let's see. I mean, you didn't highlight this. I love it when, like, you didn't highlight it. Like, a spot that I can see, like, Aaron's neck shown damp from Cassie's mouth. Just damp. Ugh, I don't want
it's
damp
the neck.
It's neck,
though. It's not, I love you.
Yeah, but you're damp from someone else's
could've
spit.
Could have been worse. Could have been moist.
I don't, God, damp feels...
None of it's good.
Mildewy.
I would say moist is... I don't like any of them.
Yeah. Moist is like...
Vanessa, what's your word?
I mean, I don't like it either. I don't any like of those. It. Damp is gross. Like it reminds me of the pizza sweats.
Oh, yeah, the pizza sweats. Damn. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out to episode one.
Hell yeah.
All right. She ducked into the car and Aaron followed. So this is like third, like no one's POV on this, right?
It's not I. It's just somebody's, telling a story. The book switches out. It's Cassie's chapter. It's Aaron's chapter. But it's the point of view where it's not.
Like, oh, so this is probably because it's in the first part. It's like, again, it's the opening scene of the movie where it's just like.
I think it's Cassie's point of view, but you're not hearing her inner thoughts like dialogue.
Okay.
I don't know. Like I don't know how to narration. Explain it. Yeah. I don't know anything.
I like that it's also called Mistakes Were Made, a novel.
It's a novel, y'all.
It's a novel. She ducked into the car and Aaron followed, slamming the door behind her and clamming.
Ooh, where's your head at?
And climbing directly into Cassie's lap. Cassie reveled in Aaron's weight on top of her, the way her dress slid up, the skin it revealed. So she was wearing a dress.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-mm-mm. Cassie turned her head to see if anyone was nearby, but she got distracted when Aaron pushed her jacket off her shoulders. Aaron's dress gaped open in the front, and Cassie slid her hands inside.
I love this next line.
Fuck, you've got nice tits, she said. Let's dump them out. And she said, and Aaron's nipples tightened as Cassie pinched them.
You're getting so. Oh my God. Like. Has it been that long since we recorded?
We haven't had a lot of like, I guess, I don't know. I think it's something that because it's like.
Something with the nipples.
Or that it's two women. I don't think that one of them's a fucking idiot. And so maybe that's my own like, bias. Wow.
It's instantly hot.
But yeah, that I'm instantly like, oh my God, yes, get it. that I know that she knows what she's doing.
Right.
Maybe that's what it is.
She used the word nipples, so we're already well ahead of some of the other books we've read.
Yeah, it's not like the things on her breasts, you know? Cassie's fingers stalled out when Aaron kissed her. Her hands fell out of Aaron's dress, and it was all she could do to clutch the older woman's shoulders. Aaron moved her mouth to Cassie's neck, and Cassie groaned, "Fuck." Her hands moved to Aaron's thighs, then slid up under her dress. Cassie considered teasing, maybe going slow, but she really didn't want to, like, at all.
Now she's getting into character.
Like, she totally didn't want to do that, like, at all.
I don't even mind.
So when her fingers reached Aaron's underwear, she pushed past them. God. Her favorite part of sleeping with someone was... I'm like tearing up and blushing and like her favorite part of sleeping with someone with a pussy had to be that first touch when you could feel just like stumbled up when you could feel just how turned on they were, your fingers slipping through their wetness. A man could never have those thoughts where they're like, you know what?
He would stop it. Fuck, your tits are so bad. Yeah.
He'd be like, I rammed my hand deep inside of her.
I speared her.
She was ready.
Aaron nipped at Cassie's neck, but only occasionally, like she was too busy rolling her hips to worry about anything else. Cassie wasn't even really touching her yet, but Aaron was busy shifting around in Cassie's lap, trying to get her fingers where she wanted them. Cassie didn't make her wait. Pushing inside and feeling, Aaron squeezed around her fingers, tight and hot and wet. This was everything. God. All these women are saying are like one word. I'm like, God, fuck.
You want more dialogue? Emily Hornberg, take it away. What are they saying?
God, Aaron whispered, and Cassie couldn't resist. You can just call me Cassie.
She's sassy.
Oh, my God. God is a woman. Aaron glared at her, breaking the look with a moan when Cassie scissored her fingers. Wait. Does that, like, she's doing this?
Readers? Listeners? Miss Emily, where are your dolls?
On the inside.
But she's like a speculum.
You might feel a little pinched.
Oh, my God.
I'm okay.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to.
She's like rock, paper, scissors.
Girl.
Cassie worked up a rhythm, sliding out and pushing hard back in. And Aaron helped, her hips grinding and jumping. Jumping? Jumping hip.
I don't know. It's a Kia. It's rocking.
More. More. She groaned. And Cassie added another finger. She was three fingers deep in the gorgeous woman who was clenching like clenching like crazy. Obviously close.
Obviously.
She was about to make this fucking gorgeous woman. Why is fucking gorgeous in italics?
But that got you into your man voice.
Fucking gorgeous.
Yeah.
Woman come on her fingers in the back of a car, and she couldn't think of anything better. She kissed Aaron, grabbing her ass to pull her harder onto her fingers. Cassie, fuck, Aaron muttered. And then she was coming, shaking and shuddering, eyes closed, mouth open, and Jesus Christ. Cassie had made plenty of people come in her 21 years. Thank you very much. Thank you. 21 years of experience. Thank you. But Aaron was hands down the hottest she'd ever seen. I don't feel like they're dumb. You know, it's just like, yeah, that's hot. Like, I mean, there's definitely like more of like the internal dialogue that like we all have that are just like, oh, fuck. Like, yeah. First of all, you don't have 21 years of experience. You probably have five. Like, you know, I don't know. I know that you had a rough childhood, but like, come on. Like,
out the womb having sex.
She's like, I'll snip my own umbilical cord. I got it.
Rock, paper, scissors is my classic move.
I've been doing this since.
I've been doing this since you were in college. Oh, no.
Oh, that was good. Mm-hmm. So, okay, so now they're at Christmas.
They're at Christmas.
So that was just to get us like, okay, that's the type of vibe that we're into when they can't keep their hands off each other. They can't keep their fingers out of each other.
They cannot stop scissoring. And just girls being girls.
Girls' night.
Christmas, mm-hmm. There's a few, because Parker's father, Adam, who is mostly irrelevant.
Yeah.
He lives nearby, so Parker is spending time there as well, which leaves Cassie and Aaron alone in the house. And there's a time where, like, they kiss.
Oh.
Aaron kisses her, and Cassie's like, seems like you went back on your word of nothing can happen. Like, pat me on the head and send me in my room. Like, grow up, Cassie. Like, we had one night. It's nothing. And then Aaron kisses her, and she's like, well, you're full of shit. So and then Aaron cycles back again, is like, what the hell was I thinking? I better fix this. And then really doubles down on, I'm going to like be mean and cold to her until she understands that this can't go anywhere, as opposed to, you know,
I hate that
communicating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, get out of here. I never liked you.
Boy, yeah. Don't want to. It's like Harry and the Hendersons. Go on.
Oh, that made me so sad.
That's what it's like to be them, you know?
Aaron says, I know you don't have a good mother figure, and I have, like, there's some sort of, like, mom thing going on here. Yeah, and Cassie hits back real hard, and she's like, I don't want you to mother me. I want to fuck you.
Ah, that's what's up.
Also,
Cassie,
don't talk to me about moms when you're like boinking her friend in the bathroom.
You're the one that made it weird.
Acapella show.
Mm-hmm.
And then you miss Carmen Sandiego.
Yeah. And then she's like, not that it's any of your business, but I have an amazing mother figure, her best friend's mom, who's essentially like adopted her. So like,
right. And she's like, and I don't fuck her.
Yeah.
Aaron.
And Aaron's like, this is the last time anything can happen. And she's like, how many times have you told yourself that? So Cassie's kind of like, grow the fuck up yourself.
Yeah.
It's Cassie gets a cigarette out of her sleeve. Yeah. She's like, get me out of here. Boom, 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 boom. Just like tearing ass down.
Changes
on her
oil.
Yeah.
Danny Zuko before he wears the cardigan.
Yeah. okay, so then they
wait, doesn't Michelle Pfeiffer like work on bikes in the second one?
We did it. I have no idea. I've never seen it, but great.
Probably.
Anyways, okay. Sorry.
As usual, I just go along with anything you guys say.
I know. She knew
absolutely.
Oswald Cobblepot.
I had no idea. I had like, to like Google it, because I was like, if I'm gonna do the captions, I gotta make sure I spell it right.
Danny DeVito.
She's like, oh, he's the Penguin. Of course. Okay, that's his government name.
Yes. He wasn't born the Penguin Man.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's a job title. It's a monarchy.
Danny DeVito as a Penguin was fucking terrifying. I want to know less about
that. It was very scary.
I mean, that's what I picture where Hades lives.
That's who she pictures as Hades.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're in MILF MD with Cassie, bad girl Cassie.
Yeah.
So what happens?
They
after
have a
the
falling
fight?
Out.
After the fight, Erin's like, I should apologize. So she like gets her courage. And then it's right. She's about to go try to apologize. And Cassie goes into the bathroom to take a shower. But she's like, well, I don't want to lose the will to apologize. So she like interrupts her while she's in the shower.
She gets in the shower with her.
Yes.
Oh.
Who could have seen this coming?
Of course. Yeah. Where she's like, oh, scoot
I have
over.
To talk to you.
But also yeah. like showering with someone, one person is always cold. Like
yeah.
she's just standing just, there like holding herself. Like, I mean, I'm just like really sorry. I mean, I'm sure they're like making
out. I don't want to be indelicate, but yeah. they definitely warm each other up.
Yeah. they can share one shower head. Thank you. So now they start blasting off together in the shower.
Blast off.
And they're just like, well, let's never fight again.
And then they're like, okay, rules. We're never doing this when Parker is home. And then those immediately go out the window as well. Like,
right.
They just,
mistakes were made.
Mistakes keep happening.
We can't help it.
So are they like trying to be together now?
They are both telling themselves that this is the last time, that this is not
just
meaningful.
For Christmas.
That this is just for Christmas. That this was just for family weekend.
It's a gift.
That this
only
is
on
not
holidays.
Going anywhere. Yeah.
That's like an addict of where they're like, look, I only drink on holidays. Okay. I only drink on
I'm
the weekend.
I'm not an
addict. Starts with an S.
I have
after
rules.
Five.
Yeah. And then all the rules are changed. So,
right.
Yeah. And then they, you know, Christmas ends. Parker still doesn't know. They go back to their respective, you know, her college campus all over Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And they like text a little bit like, oh, I found out it was your birthday or something. And then they start texting a little bit more.
Were they not texting before? Between parents weekend?
Probably,
between parents and Christmas, they were not.
They probably didn't have each other's phone numbers until Christmas.
Mm. When Parker goes to house parties on campus, she always gets drunk and wants to text her crush. So she gives her phone to either one of her best friends. So one night before Christmas, she gives it to Cassie. And Cassie's like, I'm kind of drunk. You know, it would be hilarious if I
texted your mom.
If I got your, wouldn't it just be so funny if I had your mom's number? So she takes it from her phone and puts it in her phone as A-A-R-O-N in case she ever called.
Aaron.
Smooth. She does put it in first as MILF and then goes, nah.
Oh, does she really?
God.
She's like, no, I'm just drunk. That's dumb. I'm not doing that.
She gives herself a check like, teehee, never mind. I'll do it as Aaron.
Yeah.
Aaron.
Aaron.
I mean, that's also like, that's crafty women right there. Like, you know, they want something, they get it.
There you go.
She's watching out for Parker's feelings, too.
She gets a little drunk that night and texts the number and she says, like, I can't stop thinking about your tits. And Aaron's like, who the fuck is this pervert who got my number?
Which, is this one of my patients?
So then when she calls her, when she finds out she's been invited for Christmas, Aaron's like, Cassie, this was you? And she's like, catch up, Aaron. Yes, I'm coming for Christmas. Focus.
Hello, remember?
I hope you're making fucking good turkey.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm going to stuff you, okay? I'll be there in a minute.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Do you like raccoons? Anyway. Yeah.
Okay, so Christmas, they go back. Now they go
they
back to
They slowly start
College
texting
University.
More and more. They're still saying that it's like nothing. It's no big deal. And then Cassie's like, wouldn't it be hilarious if I sent her flowers for Valentine's Day?
Mm. Oh, okay.
And we find out later that this is when Parker finds out.
Oh.
Because she's in Cassie's room and she sees on her computer.
The checkout.
The checkout, or she sees
like
the text pop up on the computer that's thanking her for the flowers.
This is why you don't do messages on multiple devices.
This is why you stay with Windows.
Okay, so what kind of, did they say what kind of flowers? Like a dozen roses?
Of course you're asking
than that?
About that.
I don't know the name of the restaurant. I don't know the name of the bar. I don't know what they ordered at brunch.
What's your favorite flowers?
You tell me, Emily Bornberg.
I bet she's, I mean, she had to have sent her flowers that were like obvious too, of like, yeah. Who did you send a dozen roses to?
Actually, I think I just lied to you. I think it's lilies that are white with a pink center.
Look at that. I think there's like stargazers. Yeah.
Do I need to
because
say?
She's like helping us see the stars.
Emily's going to get mad at you when she reads about it 2 weeks from now.
I know. That's not what it was.
It was not lilies.
She had a carnation.
It was hydrangeas.
She didn't know. Okay, so she says flowers. Now, what does Parker do?
Parker
go like, what the fuck? Why are flowers going
Cassie
to my mom?
Comes out. At this point, Cassie has no idea that Parker knows. And for a while, she
Parker
doesn't
needs
know.
To stop snooping, too. But
Parker, if you look, you will find it.
Yeah.
If you build it, they will come. Anyway. Anyway. What was the question?
What did Parker do when she found out?
Is she mad?
Parker is shocked. And so she's like, I gotta go. And just leaves. And Cassie's like, that was weird. Zero thoughts about it. And
she
then
goes back to like working on the engine.
Yeah.
She like slides out. Huh? All right, bye.
What's wrong, Danny Zuko? I'm gonna sing another song. Cassie's like, wow, Parker's being really distant. She's not coming to any of our weekly brunches. I feel like she's avoiding me.
And I love being around her because she reminds me so much of her mother.
Clearly. And it turns out she's like, oh, I know what it is. She finally hooked up with her crush, which is true. And now she's dating and she doesn't have time for her friends. So okay. Cassie's just like, that's what she's mad about.
Mm-hmm. But that's not.
That's not it.
And Parker's not communicating because Parker's also 18 and a child.
Parker has the right to go, I'm going to think about this one for a little bit.
Yeah. Because their world just blew up. They're also, their parents just got divorced like 3 years ago.
Yeah. And she's a daddy's girl. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, now she can be a Cassie's girl.
Anyway.
Lots of digest.
Okay. So what does Parker do?
Parker is pissed and spends like 2 months being like, you know, kind of rude and like avoiding Cassie. And then.
Is Cassie still texting mom? Now, what did mom say when she got the flowers?
Mom said thank you. Oh. And then Cassie went to Boston because she had an interview for a job, which is only apparently like an hour and a half away from New Hampshire. Mm. So they spend the night in the hotel together and do all kinds of stuff. And then Cassie ends up getting that job. So she finds an apartment in Boston. And Parker's like, well, my mom will help you move in. And Cassie's like, girl, what?
She tells her. Like, for that sure. I knew.
No, not yet.
Oh, like she's just kind of like, maybe my mom should help you.
I may be getting my timeline a little confused. I don't know if Parker knew at this time, but there is a point where I think Parker did know. Because I remember going like, damn, I'm pretty sure Parker knows, but the reader doesn't know that she knows yet. But I'm like, she definitely knows. It's very obvious.
Why else would she say that?
Why else would she? Yeah.
Like, and it was her kind of way of kind of being like, maybe now you'll tell me, like, my mom.
She does that a couple times with Aaron when she's on phone calls when it's Aaron's point of view. And she's like, oh, anything new in your life? And then Aaron's like, nope, just working on opening the clinic at the hospital. And then she's like, mm-hmm, okay, bye. And Aaron's like, why is she being teenagers? They're so emotional.
TikToking, you know?
Yeah. But they get closer and closer. And then it all comes out where there's a day that they are all, it's like summer break now. Mm-hmm. And they all spend the weekend at Aaron's house because she's the cool mom and she has the pool at the house.
Well, yeah. Oh,
great. God. And
it's like, oh, you girls keep me young. Especially you, Cassie.
Oh my you God. Know, you know.
Emily. And there's a night when they're all going to meet up at the house on like over the weekend on Saturday. So Cassie instead goes down on Friday. So they have their like date night. And then the ex-husband walks in on them making out in the kitchen.
Oh.
Take that, Adam.
Scandalous. Yeah, Adam. Yeah, fuck you, Adam.
I bet he cheated.
Oh. He's just a man, you know?
Yeah.
He's irrelevant right now in this story.
Pretty much, yeah. But then Parker.
Girls only.
Parker shows up right afterward and they're like, oh, fuck, now Parker knows. And Parker isn't surprised at all. And she's like, Dad, you need to leave. And then she's like, I've been texting you for 20 minutes, Cassie, trying to prevent what just happened. And they're like, hang on, record scratch.
How would you know?
Yeah. And then she's like, oh, I've known for a long time.
So she was like trying to help them.
Yeah.
So she's support.
Like she accepted it.
She accepted it because it turns out that after the Valentine's Day, she was mad for like 2 months. But the best friend, the mutual one, she's like, you really need to talk to her because Cassie doesn't even realize. She's like head over heels for your mom. This is not just a random thing. Mm. They hooked up before they even knew. It was like they didn't want to hurt you and they don't know how to tell you, but like it's like a serious thing.
And is Parker realizing like, oh, my mom's actually happier than she's been in forever?
That's what makes her go like, shit, all right. I wish it hadn't. This is weird as hell. And I wish they had told me, but I get why they didn't. And suddenly I'm the most mature person in this story. And I'm like, oh, I really support it.
Suddenly the youngest becomes the most mature.
Yeah.
That's how it seems to work out sometimes.
Yeah.
So then they're like, wait, are you okay with this?
Yeah. Cassie's like, oh my God, I need to go for a ride on my bike. And she's like, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah. So she leaves. Danny Zuko.
In the sunset.
Yeah, heading out. And then Parker talks to her mom and she's like, I realize you were happy. I get it. Weird as hell. But
go ahead.
I support it. I got to go calm Dad down because he's being a man.
Yeah. Even though they're divorced and like, whatever, who cares?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Maybe you shouldn't just walk into your ex-wife's house.
Maybe don't do that.
Yeah, Adam. Especially when she's entertaining, you know?
Yeah, she is.
Parker's friends.
Anyway.
So then they just, like, do they end up... Is this a series at all, or is this, like, a self-contained story?
It's a one-shot.
And then do they stay together forever and get married? And
the epilogue is they both propose. They both are, like...
Parents' Day.
Aaron.
graduation.
It's at Parker's a cappella performance.
And they go like, will you marry me?
Yeah, and it's so cringy that they say no and they have to do it another time. But yeah, happily ever after, and they realize like, oh wow, we really are so in love. That's great.
Mistakes were made, but you know what? It was meant to be.
Sometimes love comes from the biggest mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, aww. That could be so problematic.
Yeah.
Sit that on a pillow.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
What a fun way to like
pop your cherry.
But I feel like that book had like so much. It's like how it felt the same kind of rush whenever you were like, and it's her mom, as it was whenever you were like, and she's gonna fuck his boss. And you're like, yes.
Yay, we love it.
He's a bodyguard.
And then they were in a dog kennel.
Yay,
he bought her coat.
She's keeping warm. That I feel like that's what's so fun with all these books is that even though they are all, you know, the everything has stuff where it's like, well, don't think about it too much. You know, like we just don't think about it too much.
That's the thing about these books is that a lot of it, if it happened in real life, get the hell away from me.
Right.
Like, what? You would be reading like, about it. I love it.
Yeah, you'd be like, Parker, maybe, you know, now that you're grown up, you choose the level of relationship you want with your mother. You know,
yeah,
you can choose that.
And Cassie gets to choose her level of relationship with Aaron, too.
With your mom also.
She chooses how many fingers she's going in, you know. Oh, I love it. I love it. Oh, I hope we can keep. I mean, I know we will. We'll keep doing more. That's fun. This was fun to explore our.
There are a lot of themes in it that a lot of people had a lot of feelings about.
Ooh, what yes. do the people at Goodreads
They've got
about
some feelings. Goodreads had about 24,000 ratings. And
this came out 2 years ago?
2022.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So really only like a year.
Been like half a minute.
Yeah.
Goodreads has it as a 3.98.
Nice. Out of 4?
Out of 5, I think. Yeah, out of 5. Amazon has it as a 4.5, but it's only like 2,000 ratings.
Mm. That's still so many. If we had 2,000 ratings, I'd be so excited. No,
everyone listening, if you enjoyed this episode at all, you should go leave a rating. If you didn't, you can go leave one. It's fine. Tell us all about it. We love ratings.
Please.
Thank you.
I love you. Clutch My Pearls Pod everywhere online. Anyways, good people at Goodreads.
Continue. Good people at Goodreads. Here are some thoughts from our 1-star reviews. Alex said, the mistaken question was me reading this book.
Oh, no.
Short and sweet.
Just direct.
Mistakes were made.
That was a pretty, yeah. That was a pretty common theme. There was another review that I didn't include that just said mistakes were made. Janine. She DNF'd, she did not finish, at 33%. And she wrote a novel about all her thoughts and feelings, but I condensed. She said, this situation felt creepy, not romantic or fun. Aaron was described as 2 years out from 40, which made me think she was 42. Later, reading clarifies that she's 38, though I think they should have said 2 years away from 40. Here, it really makes a difference. Plus, once I had a visual image of Aaron as 42, it was hard to think of her as 38.
Oh, what? My God. First of all.
Girl,
4 years?
What?
First of
girl,
all.
What?
As someone who is about to be 38.
I have to do
the
you.
Math
Of
all
course,
the time.
I'll go with it. Yes.
I would
yes.
also, like, who... That's not, I don't know, as you never, fucking ages don't matter between like your 30s and 40s, you forget, you know?
I'm also 2 years older than you.
Yeah.
So it's like.
I'm 4 years older than my best friend and one of my best friends here.
I think
you're going to
be like 4 years older than us. We're like, no, you're not.
Big reveal.
You're 4 years out. Yeah.
I just like, I don't know. Like I was talking about this at a social event, like I think it was at a bar and everyone was going like, how do you feel in your head? 24, 25, 22, 28? Like there's just a
28.
Certain point where. When I'm reading these and I'm like, oh, damn, she's over 30. I'm like, oh, fuck, so am I.
Yeah. Oh, me
like,
too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I just thought it was really funny that Janine is like, oh, well, 42 and 38.
Big diff.
My God.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. I just thought it was so like, girl, what?
Yeah. No, I think that my knee-jerk reaction of like, if people are like, how old are you? I'd be like, 28. Like, I don't. But then you're like, oh, wait, no, 38. Shit.
I'm just a baby.
I'm a baby. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how old I am. I have to do the math.
I'm 75 when I'm cozy, and I'm 12 when I'm throwing a fit.
There you go.
You know, time doesn't exist. It's fine.
Time isn't real. It's fine. Yeah. Everything's fine. Just read more smut.
But I also feel like if you're going to write that much of a detailed stuff, but you still didn't finish it.
She wrote more than she read.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you also got through a lot of it. Like, do you think she made it to Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say absolutely.
Sure.
Yes.
She got past the first
holidays.
Coming. Oh, she did.
May said, the smut made me go feral, but the rest of the book made me want to rip my hair out. You can't just give me the worst plot and characters ever and then write the most toe-curling, finger-gripping smut.
That's all it is. Isn't that all it is? Isn't that what every one of these books is?
Yeah. I mean, you're an expert now. That's what we're here
for. I know everything. May, hello.
Found what you're looking for.
Yeah, where you're like, it's the loose strings to like some little knots of the dirty, excuse. Dirty smut. Yeah.
Liz said, the MILF book disappoints.
Oh. Which one's better?
What are your recommendations, Liz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And finally, Eve said, I hate age gap romance. I hate it, hate it, hate it. Eve, why did you read it?
Don't read it.
Yeah.
If you hate it, then what are you doing here?
It's literally
page 8.
Yeah.
It's literally, do you read a book without reading the synopsis? Do you just go like, mistakes were made? I love mistakes. And right. You go, oh, wait, not these ones.
And the synopsis talks about like her friend's mom. So it's
not even in the synopsis. It's the little like quote, rom-com where a college senior who accidentally hooks up with her best friend's mom.
Oh, that's like.
Do you think the college senior is best friends with a 4-year-old? Yeah. Like,
they're the same age.
That's an age gap I'm concerned about.
And it's not even like that much of an age gap of like.
Listen, if you have a problem with it, sure, valid. Yeah, everybody can have their own preferences and, you know, triggers and whatnot. But like.
Don't act surprised.
Once you're an adult, you're an adult.
Yeah. We don't yuck anybody's
Do your own
yum.
Thing. Yeah,
and,
yeah.
But like that if you're. Don't write a review that you didn't like bondage if you're reading something about someone being tied up. There's a million other books you can read.
Yeah.
You know? Is this the only book that this author does?
There's another one. They wrote when someone like you, something about you. I don't know.
Oh, I love it.
Fun. I'm just making things up now.
I'm glad we did something new and different. And you always keep me on my toes.
She really does.
Curling.
I'm trying. Oh my God.
I love it. We received the nicest email today.
Truly.
From our like official busy businesswoman.
Yes.
I don't know if it's Ellie or L?
It's probably L.
I think L.
That's cool.
She called herself a busy businesswoman. So
she did. She hit all the spots and she emailed us at clutchmypearlspod@gmail.com. Yeah. And your email, I printed it out so that
it's
we
like,
could have it
it's like
forever.
The, like, I'm going to frame it. Like,
it's
I'm so,
like the nicest thing. And, you know, she was talking about how much she enjoys the show. And we just really appreciate you reaching out to us and letting us know how much you like it. And
she's from New York.
We do this for you.
So yeah, if you want to tell us how amazing we are, or if you have any other recommendations, you can email us at clutchmypearlspod@gmail.com. Leave us a review. Leave us all
a
this
voicemail.
Stuff. Yeah. Oh yeah, someday.
Text us.
Yes, text us. But follow us on everything at clutchmypearlspod. Is there anything else I'm missing on that?
I don't think so.
We're having fun. We're still kind of working out the kinks with the Patreon and stuff, so hopefully you guys would like it. We're edging y'all with it. Mm-hmm. You know,
we're building up that tension.
We're building it up. And I did receive some elf ears from our fantasy correspondent.
Oh my God.
For us, our fantasy correspondent, Maggie, who
wants us to wear
sent
these
us
ears.
Elf ears so that whenever we talk about ACOTAR,
fantasy
we have to wear our elf ears.
Sick.
Do you love it? There's all different shapes and sizes here, which I assume there are different shapes and sizes in ACOTAR, which maybe we'll do someday on our Patreon. So if you want, like I said, everywhere at Clutch My Pearls Pod, and see you next Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.